Sika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela uhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela emsakazweni ya Studio 7 ngolesihlanu mhla ka 20 kumpandula 2024 ngutabo kancube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje,
kube ngeke ithuba lokuya ku-UN aliyekele ngale indlela le. So ke okuyizinto lokhu ungakukhangela ukuthi kuwa iframachina kwenzakala izinto ngendlela ezenzakala ngayo kuyahlolisa.
Uhulumende weMelika, uhulumende othi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa kasoze ahambe emhlanganweni nalonyaka o-United Nations General Assembly eNew York. Ukhulumende weMelika loweGermany basekela uhlelo lokugudula lokucomba izindlu eMathebeleland. Intatheli zindaba zifundiswa indlela zokuthapha izindaba zisebenzisa imitshina yakulezi nsuku. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Ukhulumende uthi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uthi kasoze ahambe emhlanganweni walonyaka we-United Nations General Assembly eNew York. Kubika uGibbs Dube.
Lokhu kwethulwe ngumnumzana George Jaramba, umhleli wenhlelo kuhlangothi lwabaphathintambo bakarhulumente njalo isikhulumeli sikaMnangagwa othi kuza kuba nzima ukuba uMnangagwa ahambe emhlanganweni lo oqala ngeviki ezayo ngoba ubanjwe ngumsebenzi omningi kakhulu. UJaramba uthe uMnangagwa uzamelwa emhlanganweni lo umphathintambo kahulumende obona ngokudlelana nabanye amazwe umnumzana Frederick Shaba. Lokhu ngokokuqala ukuba umkhokheli weZimbabwe athume umuntu ukuba amele emhlanganweni lo. Wayengumongameli weZimbabwe uMoyi uRobert Mugabe wangena yonke imihlangano le kusukela ngesikhathi ilizwe lithola uzibuse. Abalandela ezombusazwe bathi kulokuxokozela okumangalisayo kubandla leZANU-PF ngodaba lokusuka kwaMnangagwa esikhundleni. Umnumzana Nhlanhla Moses Ncube unobhala jikelele wenhlanganiso ye-Freedom Alliance uthi kukhona ukujaya amanzi amnyama kubandla elibusayo.
I-statement lesesiphumileyo siyatshengisa ukuthi kukhona okunuka santungwana. Ngokubona kwethu yikuthi ube ngeke ithuba lokuya ku-UN aliyekele ngale indlela le. So ke okuyizinto lokhu ungakukhangela ukuthi kuwa iframachina kwenzakala izinto ngendlela ezenzakala ngayo kuyasolisa. Kukhona okungabe kufihlwa, kungabe kuyikucabangelana. Kutsho ukuthi i-factionalism ekuzani yona leyo isitshengisa ke ububi bayo. Kuyesatshana la. Akula ukuthi khona kungayekelwa kuthiwe khona i-program i-dance kuyini kanti okwenziwayo abakwenzayo okukhulu ngoba uhleli efuna uMnangagwa ukuhamba enithuba nje likhona efuna ukuthi khona ngabe uyahamba. Angiboni mina ukuthi uyaziyeke uyekela nje ngokuthi athi hayi ubhizi.
Umnumzana Evidlela Ncube okunhlanganiso ye-Consumer Rights Association of Zimbabwe uthi akuvamanga ukuba umongameli weZimbabwe engahambi emhlanganweni lo omkhulu.
Ngabe bekuwamanye amazwe ngabe kakumangalisa ukuthi umongameli angayi ukuyakhuluma ku-UN General Assembly ngokuba kulawo mazwe vele bajwayele ukuthi umongameli kabayi ku-United Nations kuso sonke isikhathi, baya uma ithuba likhona noma isikhathi sibavumela kumbe impilo inhle. Ngakho-ke abajhaya luvalo nxa bebona umongameli engayanga. Thina kusuka esikweni kusuka ekujwayeleni mhlambe ngoba kusuka ngo-1980 uMgabe nguyobe siya izikhathi zonke umnyaka lomnyaka angathumeli umuntu. Abantu mhlambe sesazisajwayela ukuthi vele kumele kwenziwe ngaleyo ndlela. Yebo kambe kungabe kukhona okuhluphayo ekhaya okumdingayo umongameli osokusenza ukuthi angasukuma ahamba azihambele namathupha. Kumbe njalo sokule ndlela entsha yokusebenza esingayijwayelanga esiphikisana nalokho kwaba sengqondweni zethu.
Kodwa umnumzana Joseph Juma omele iphelandaba jabalala edalela ephalamende ekubandla leZANU-PF uthi kuyamangalisa sokukhulunywa ngabanye abantu ngodaba lolu.
Abantu kwesisikhathi badidanisa ingqondo. Nxa umongameli esithi uyaphuma esiya endaweni ezingabo ungabona labo United Nations General Assembly, abanye uzabekhala besithi ye udlalisa imali, ye uhambe labantu abaningi, Hey, watch my kata, wasala umsobo. Namhlanje sophuma eEastern Minnesota hayi akayi sokufuna ukukhulunywa futhi lokho kufundisa ukuthi vele akulanto engena inkulumo wenza wenze kahle kube wenze kabi inkulumo ikhona okusandayo umongameli njengoba kubhaliwe lapho bana hayi kulokuningi okwenzakalayo la amele aphathisane ngakho njengoba ukwazi bana uyatsho bana ukuthi ilizwe lakhiwa ngabanikazi balo.
UMnangagwa ubekhangelelwe ukuba uzakhuluma emhlanganweni lo ngolwesithathu. Nyakenye wethula umbiko ekhala ngezithezo zenotho ezethezwa inkokheli yebandla leZANU-PF ngamazwe entshonalanga. Kusenjalo umhleli wezindaba wephephandaba leFinancial Gazette leDaily News uMnumzana Carter Minyoki uhambe esigodlweni sikamongameli eHarare namhla lapho axolise ngokulotshwe liphephandaba lakhe elifisele uMnangagwa ukuba alale ngokuthula. Umbiko lo ubufakwe ku-advertisement yebutho bekufiselwa khona uMnangagwa usuku oluhle lokuzalwa. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseWashington DC ngingoGibbs Dube.
Elemelika lele Germany asekela ukucomba lokugudula izindlu esabeleni seMathabeleland South okwakusenziwa ngabokhokho. Abesifazane abacecisa izindlu zabo balakho ukuthola imivuzo etshiyeneyo. Kubika uAnastasia Ndlovu.
Omama abedlula amakhulu ayisitshiyangalombili baphatheka kuhlelo lweMy Beautiful Home. Lamhlanje abathole izicoco bebethe gwaqa emagugu International Heritage Site eMatobo lapho akade bethakazelela uhlelo lweMy Beautiful Home olusekelwa ngohulumende laba. Abanye abacombe bagudula izindlu zabo ngobuciko obuphezulu bathole imivuzo egoqela amakhuba okulima lokunye. Unkosikazi Soneni Nyathi owaqala ukucomba izindlu zakhe ku-Ward 24 eJeqe Village nguye onqobe omama bonke.
Uhlelo lolu lecomba lisenze sakhalipha kakhulu engqondweni ngoba uyabe usucomba ngobuciko sucikozele ukuthi uwine umncintiswano.
Omunye njalo othole umvuzo unkosikazi Khumbulani Ncube ohlala ku-Ward 24 eMatobo.
Mina ngangakhawukela umama ngithanda ukumbona esenza lami ngifike umhlabathi
owaqala ukucomba izindlu ngomnyaka ka-2020 unkosikazi Samukeliso Ncube uthi ucomba izindlu lembiza ezithengisa eBulawayo Art Gallery.
Xa kufika isikhathi sokulima so wonke umuntu ongumama ekhaya ukhangelela ukuthi angene emasimini alime. So ikhuba lami belivele lingani selilidala manje namhla ngitholelisha angiyajabula kakhulu.
Ummeli weMelika eZimbabwe unkosikazi Pamela Tremont uthi bazahlala besekela uhlelo lweMy Beautiful Home.
We started supporting that project back in 2016 because the United States values diversity and culture. And the preservation of culture.
Uhulumende weGermany nguye osekhokhela uhlelo lweMy Beautiful Home. Ummeli weGermany eZimbabwe uMnumzana Udo Vols ubesemcimbini wokunika imivuzo abakuhlelo lolu.
Ncuma uhlelo lwabomama olokucomba izindlu silibona loluhle kakhulu uhlelo and sizahlala sibasupporta omama.
Umqondisi weNational Arts Council eMathabeleland South uMnumzana Phesi Vela uncome imisebenzi yabomama.
Omama they are coming up with good design
phakathi kwabomama abangamakhulu ayisificaminwemibili 800 abangamashumi ayisificaminwemibili lantathu 83 yibo abathole imivuzo ehlukeneyo. Uhlelo lweMy Beautiful Home lwasungulwa ngunkosikazi Veronica Athala ngemva kokukhwabitha ukucomba akubona ngesikhathi echova intshelelezani ezintabeni zeMatobo kuminyaka elithumi edlule. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngikobulawayo ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
linjani balaleli bomsakazo we Studio 7. Sifisa ukulivikela ukuba sasile WhatsApp channel eVOA Ndebele. Ngena khona manje ku VOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel lapho esilinika khona izindaba zeZimbabwe ezimqotho, ama videos, imifanekiso lokunye. Ngena ngelinki efakwa kuma WhatsApp groups eVOA Ndebele lamanye elijayele ukuthapha khona izindaba zethu. Ulakho njalo ukudinga iVOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel. Ku WhatsApp yakho ungene kuyo ngokuvula ilinki ekhona lapho. VOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel yinkundla yakho.
Intatheli izindaba zeZimbabwe zithakazelela uhlelo olusanda kuqhutshwa elizweni leli luhlangothi lukahulumende olubona ukwethula kwembiko olwe-United States Agency for Global Media olumayelana lokusetshenziswa kwe-artificial intelligence kumbe AI. Umlondolozi Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba.
Uhlangothi lolu luqhube uhlelo lwe-AI kusukela ngolwesibili eHarare lapho obe lugoqela intatheli izindaba ezimbalwa ezisebenza kumankampani atshiyeneyo. Abaqhube uhlelo lolu bafundise intatheli izindaba indlela zokuthapha izindaba kusetshenziswa i-artificial intelligence. Ugari Mthombeni osebenzela iphephandaba le-Newsday ngomunye wabafundi okunengi kusukela ngolwesibili.
Ilanga lanamhla sifunde ukuthi ama-videos siyakwanisa ukuwa-editha using i-artificial intelligence. And since siqalileyo sibe sibona ukuthi besifundisa ukuthi thina i-AI soze yasireplace, but sisebenzisa i-knowledge esilayo ukuthi sisebenzise i-AI ukuze yona ingasireplace.
UNonhlanhla Nkala osebenzela iKiyona TV koBulawayo laye uthole ulwazi olujulileyo olwethulwe luhlangothi lolu.
Mina ngokwami vele bengelandaba lezi AI ngiyisele ukuthi kudlalise isikhathi, but from iwekshopu esiyenze namuhla ngifunde okuningi kakhulu, and ngisuka la sesiyaphrakthisa and sesiyatshela abanye phambili nalesebenza la ukuthi i-AI sisizezisebenzi zethu ebula.
Umnumzana Admire Masuku okhulume emaphethelweni ohlelo lolu emele ikolishi yeHarare Polytechnic uthe imitshini yakulezi nsuku sokumele ifundwe ukuze umsebenzi wentatheli ube lula.
Ngiyabona lawo yazi ukuthi into leyi yinto eyaqala kudala, kodwa ma sikhangela amasilabasi sokuqeqeshwa kwama-journalist, i-artificial intelligence ibingasiyo yezinye zama-topics akade eqakathekiswa kakhulu, but siyazama kulezi nsuku ukuthi sibafundise.
Obemele uhlangothi lwe-USAGEM umnumzana Travis Hyde uthi i-USAGEM le-Voice of America ziqakathekisa ukusetshenziswa kwemitshini yakulezi nsuku.
So I think the key takeaway was for everyone just to be comfortable in terms of using AI and the AI tools and not afraid to use them in their everyday lives.
Okumqoka ukuthi wonke umuntu kumele enelise ukusebenzisa artificial intelligence abayithi AI. Intatheli izindaba eziningi zesabela ukuthi leyo artificial intelligence abayithi AI izabathathela imisebenzi, kodwa lokhu awusoze kwenzakale. Ukusetshenziswa kwemitshini yakulezi nsuku sekuguqule kakhulu umsebenzi wentatheli izindaba kule nkuthazo yokuba zifundiswe ukuze zingalahlekelwa ngumsebenzi. Uhulumende weZimbabwe kakabumbi umthetho wokusetshenziswa kwe-AI esithi ufuna ukuzwa imbono kaZulu phezulu kokusetshenziswa kwayo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngimlondolozi Ndlovu.
Sike sizwe ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Ele Israel lihlasela ngamandla iHezbollah eLebanon ephindisele ngamabhomba alikhulu lengxenye 150 namuhla abekhonjelwe kwele Israel. Ukuhlaselana lokhu kwedlula konke okwenzakala kusukela kuqhamuka impi phakathi kweHamas leIsrael nyakenye. Lokhu kubikwa ngabezindaba abeReuters. Abezindaba abe-Associated Press babika ukuba kulabantu abedlula inkulungwane ababulewe lizulu lesikhukhula elinekwe leNigeria lakwamanye amazwe angcelelane lalo. Kwezinye indawo ezinjenge Maiduguri esabelweni seBono kwele Nigeria sokugcwele izidumbu emigwaqweni njalo lenyoka ingwenya lokunye okuphileyo. Abanye amazwe abhekane lomonakalo odalelwe izulu leli aqoqela iChad, Mali leNiger. Sike sizwe imibono kahulumende weMelika. Kulandela umbiko ohlangothi lweInternational Atomic Energy Agency, umqondisi walolu hlangothi uMnumzana Rafael Grossi watshela ibhodi yalolu hlangothi ukuthi ele-Iran selime ukusebenza ndawonye lalolu hlangothi kundaba eziqakathekileyo. Wathi uhlangothi lolu alisatholi ulwazi ngokulungiswa kwemitshina esetshenziswa kwezenuclear. Mnumzana Grossi uthe laloba ele-Iran lisithi selazi sengenhlelo zalo zonke zenuclear lakho konke okudingakalayo phansi kwesivumelwano se-Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty Safeguards Agreement, uhlangothi lwakhe selubone ukuthi kulezinye indawo ezile-uranium e-Iran ezingakaziswa ngazo. Lokhu kwenza uhlangothi lolu lungenelisi ukuba lesiqiniseko sokuthi uhlelo lwe-nuclear e-Iran luqhutshwa kuhle ngenhloso ezilokuthula. Kumbiko wakhe awuthumele kubhodi yohlangothi lwe-International Atomic Energy Agency, uLaura Hoggett omele eleMelika ofisini yomanyano wamazwe omhlaba e-United Nations eVienna uthe inhlelo zele-Iran ezenuclear ziletha ukukhathazeka okukhulu. U-ambassador Hoggett uthe njengokubekwa ngumbiko womqondisi wohlangothi lwe-International Atomic Energy Agency kulokuthi ele-Iran lilungisise okukhathaza abanengi, ilizwe leli liqhubeka lisenza okungekho kusivumelwano. Liqhubeka liqhelisa uhlelo lwe-nuclear lokunye okungacaci ukuthi kufuna ukusetshenziswane. U-ambassador Hoggett uthe okwenziwe yi-Iran okukukhupha kuluhlu lwabahloli ezinye ingcwethi zohlangothi lwe International Atomic Energy Agency kuphazamisa kakhulu ukusebenza kwalolu hlangothi. Mhlaka 11 Mpandula eleMelika lindawonye leFrance, Germany leUnited Kingdom zikhuphe umbiko zisola ele-Iran ngokungakhuphi imibiko yasegcekeni ngalolu daba. Amazwe amanela athi nxa ele-Iran lingaqhubeka lingasebenzi ngokugcweleyo lohlangothi lolu ukuze kulungisiswe indaba zonke zomvikela, kuza kuba le ndingeko yokuthi ibhodi yohlangothi lolu ingenele. Ukuze kube lokuvikeleka emazwe nomhlaba, amazwe la athi asisoze sivumele ele-Iran lisephula isivumelwano sezomvikela minyaka yonke. Le yimibono kahulumende weMelika. Abaphatheka kwezemidlalo sebeveze ithemba lokuba lolu hlangothi lungaphakama okwamagama nxa umphathintambo wezemidlalo uKirsty Coventry engakhethwa ukuba ngumaqhuzu wenhlanganiso ye-International Olympic Committee. Intatelizindaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Ukhozi njengomunye wabayisikhombisa bethulwe inhlanganiso ye-International Olympic Committee ukuba bazancintisa kukhetho lokudinga umongameli wayo omutsha ekuqaleni komnyaka ozayo. Isiphathamandla senhlanganiso ye-National Athletics Association of Zimbabwe uManuel Mpofu uthi uCoventry ulalo ulwazi olokukhokhela inhlanganiso ye-International Olympic Committee.
Angangena la into enhle kakhulu kusayidi labomama, at the same time lesayidi leZimbabwe.
Walandela ezemidlalo uNicole Dube yena uthi baningi abangakhuthazeka empilweni zabo nxa uCoventry engakhethwa ukuba ekhokhele inhlanganiso ye-IOC. Umdlali wenguqu olodumo uSupha Netsayimoyo uthi ukukhethwa kukaCoventry njengomunye walabo abakhankasela ukukhokhela inhlanganiso ye-IOC sekutshiye ingqobe kibo njengabantu besilisa abaphatheke kumdlalo wenguqu.
Amankazana wesoccer bakhwalifya ukuya kuma-Olympics eBrazil, thina amadoda we-failed. I think this is a challenge etshengiswa ngukhestu ukuthi la madoda le-stand up and step up, especially eboreni sibonakale lathi sisi-two changes siyi-soccer. team. It's a good thing. And simfisela kuhle sibili ukuthi awuthole lo msebenzi as Zimbabweans. Lathi ngasithola sesi encouraged ukuthi si move forward qualify for ama disciplines amaningi awe Olympics.
UCoventry ukhethe ukuba umphathi ntambo wezemidlalo ngomnyaka 2018 kodwa bakhona abathi indlela aqhuba ngayo akusiyo ababeyikhangelele ngoba isimo sezemidlalo kwele Zimbabwe singakhwabitheki. UCalvin Ncube ocubungula ezemidlalo uthi ulethemba lokuba kunhlanganiswe ye-IOC engenza umsebenzi oncomekayo.
Kupolitics laphana kunzima ukwenza ama-decisions because masikhangele isport seZimbabwe kathesi bezingathuthuki and abantu abaningi ngani sebesola yena. But ngendlela isimo sepolitics eZimbabwe esiminga akala influence ukuthi ayenze ama-decisions. But mangikhangele mina mayingangena ngale ku-Olympic committee isport sonke nje jikelele eZimbabwe singathuthuka kakhulu.
Owayengumdlali wenqindi u-Ezweli Ndlovu laye uvumelana loNcube ukuba uCoventry engaphakamisa ezemidlalo nxa engakhethwa ukuba ngumongameli wenhlanganiso ye-IOC.
Akula muntu okwathi esukelwe wakhohlwa lapho ovela khona. Esikhathini esiningi xa esekuphosile njeyana la ma-president ama-association kuba lula. Ingathi yona i-region isadeki yonke yena le kuma-sport angikhona engathuthuka nxa sesike saba lo muntu onjena yena. Uyabe engamelanga iZimbabwe kuphela kodwa hlisa amazwe onke la isadeki ku-sport engathuthuka kakhulu.
Abanye abaqa nje ukuba bazancintisa lo Coventry ngababalisa umdlali wokugijima olodumo waseBritain uSebastian Coe, isizalwane selizwe leSpain uJuan Antonio Samaranch Jr. yena ongumsekeli kamongameli we-IOC osetshiya umsebenzi uThomas Bach, uJohan Ilias owaseSweden ongumongameli we-International Ski Federation, isizalwane selizwe leFrance uDavid Lapatier ongumongameli we-International Cycling Union, uMorinari Watanabe waseJapan ongumongameli we-International Federation of Gymnastics, Ranilo Prince Faisal Al Hussein, wase Jordan, olilunga lebhodi ye-IOC. Ngimele Studio 7 ngoBulawayo, nginguJoseph Njanji.
Sokuyisikhathi sokuzwa imibono yenu linabalaleli be-Studio 7 elisithumela yona nge-WhatsApp.
Sanibonani basazi ba-Studio 7 ngalinjani lonke? Hayi namphikile mina ngimjoshua Ncube lwane elingasabala ama-odi wakhe angazi mbi ngaphambanisa ngu-33 abantu bezana. Mina engingenela lapha basakazi bakwa-Studio 7 ikuthi imangaliswa ngujoseph Athuma uthi abantu bakhululekile eZimbabwe kakhulu kodwa ucaningo lolu luthi abantu beZimbabwe baningi kakhulu ukudlula abantu bezana. Bonke abantu abasupport izana baphansi kakhulu kulalaba abantu abathi akula nkululeko enhle eZimbabwe. Uthi yena ukuthatha ngaphi kanye lomdeni wakhe nemzini wakhe vele inkululeko ingekho ebantwaneni bakhe kodwa yena uthi kule nkululeko. Kumbuthi uthi kule nkululeko ukuthi izana yamvumela ukuthi ehlale esihlabeni sezana but engabheki okwenzakala ebantwini phakayazi into ayilanda kuzando.
Studio 7 basakazi liphikile lonke. Ngidinge ngilethe nje umhlola kumba abantu abawuboni yini lowo mhlola. Izana idlala ngabantu bakithi kuzobuya uChabangu naye edlale ngabantu bakithi labo Kalpan Phugeni. Atshela abantu bakithi ukuthi kulento okuthiwa i-opposition party. I-opposition party ayisekho. UChabangu wayiqeda du. Leyi ekaChabangu kwenziwa yini ukuthi uChabangu njengoba unguye osokhethe i-CCC engake bize umhlangano egcwalisa i-stadium kubonakale impela ukuthi abalandeli kulabo. Angiboni ukuthi uChabangu lendlu engayigcwalisa abantu. Yikho limbona nje hambe jikajika uChabangu engalanto ecacayo nje. USichabangu umsebenzi owawenzela izano mkhulu kakhulu. Umsebenzi wakhe owawubhadalelwayo hayi yena wenzile.
Sanibonani we-Studio 7, sanibonani bantu bakithi. Sanibonani Mtwakazi. Kanti bengisacela ukubuza uMnangagwa yena lo uyazi yini ukuthi ukuba yi-president kwenzani? Oro nje uyazi ukuthi ukuba yi-president kukhethwa ube sesihlalweni laphana ube subizwa ngokuba ngu-president. Phela ukuba ngu-president kumele ube ngumuntu lwana okwazi ukunakekela ngisho inyoka esesigangeni, okwazi ukunakekela ngisho untulo, okwazi ukunakekela ngisho intethe.
Labo ngabanye babalaleli be-Studio 7 besipha imibono yabo.
Woza, woza, Friday, my darling.
Kuhlelo Woza Friday liviki isihamba leqembu lerumba elizibiza ngokuthi Ezabo Guluva and NK Sound. Leli qembu liphethe idlalete lalo elitsha elizalethula ngokusemthethweni ngeviki ezayo elesihloko esithi emthonjeni kazelusile. Nangu umholi waleli qembu exoxa loNtungameli Nkomo we Studio 7.
Kuthenga umculo wenu kumbe ukuxhumana lani balithola njani?
Abangathanda ukuthola umculo wethu bangawuthola ku YouTube ukhona Ezabo Guluva and NK Sound. Sicula sise South Africa lapho esikhona kwamanje, kulapho esikhona sicula esikhona kwamanje. So abantu bangakwazi nokusithola ku WhatsApp lapha na numbers ethu bathintana lo Moshex na Moshex lapha njengomholi weqembu nje u-director wakhona. Number zami zithi 0734535219 0734535219 yola bese tholakala khona egole Soweto lapho sicula sikhona.
Ubatshila wapha amazwi abalandele
abafuna ukusilandela bathola inumber zethu zobe zikhona wona lapho bazozithola enambeni zethu abafisa ukusifonela bazozithola wona lapho ingoma zethu bazoqala ukuzithola nje lezi ezenew album zizoqala ukutholakala nge-28 kodwa from ku-YouTube from Friday kusiyale ku-YouTube bazozithola zizobe sezikhona ku-YouTube kodwa real life bazozithola ku-launch Soweto. Sibonge uNtungameli Nkomo owe Studio 7 esipha uhlelo Woza Friday. Lingakhohlwa liyalandela uhlelo Live Talk namhla sixoxa labaculi labalingisi beZimbabwe. Singakehlukani sikhangele ezinye zenhloko zendaba ebezikhokhela uhulumende othumongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa kasoze ehambe emhlanganweni we United Nations General Assembly eNew York.
Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu namhlanje olivalelisayo uTabo Kancube sithi lisaye.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.